JIS Radio presents the Year in Review, highlights of the government's achievements during 2016.
During the 2016 calendar year, the portfolios of industry and commerce and agriculture and fisheries were combined, signaling the consolidation of their relationship in attaining economic growth and job creation. Stay with us to hear the 2016 highlights from this super ministry. The agriculture sector recorded significant growth of 13.5% for the April to June quarter in 2016 compared to the same period in 2015. By the end of September, the sector recorded growth of 13.9% for that quarter, with expectations of a continued growth spurred for the final quarter, which ended on December 31. Agriculture Minister Carlos Muda's announcement of a tax break for several agricultural inputs under the General Consumption Tax GCT Act was welcome news for farmers. The Cabinet-approved amended policy would facilitate the expansion of the list of zero-rated items for the agriculture sector, ensure that farmers have affordable access to modern equipment and inputs, and stimulate growth. Special consumption tax payable on alcohol used in the manufacturing process was also removed.
This is consistent with our pro-growth strategy as we attempt to attract investment in the two most important economic areas of our country, the manufacturing and the agricultural sectors.
As part of efforts to safeguard food and nutritional security, as well as improve production and productivity, the National School Garden Program was relaunched in October 2016. A new feature of the initiative is the establishment of a breakfast program in schools. Minister without portfolio in the Agriculture Ministry, J.C. Hutchinson, says under phase one of the program, 13 schools were selected to receive seeds, fertilizers, agricultural tools, and irrigation systems to ensure water availability in times of drought. The industry and commerce sectors were not to be outdone with critical strategies to foster growth through production. A Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises MSME office was established to focus on policies and ease the constraints to MSME expansion and development. The overall objective was to ensure timely achievement of the action items outlined in the MSME policy and the deliverables under the medium-term socio-economic policy framework 2015 to 2018. The growth through production thrust was also the central focus of making it easier for people to do business and provide a quick turnaround in the provision of government services. One of the ways this was achieved was with the opening of a branch of the company's Office of Jamaica, COJ, at the Office of the Prime Minister in Western Jamaica. Chief Executive Officer of the COJ, Judith Ramlagan, said the office, which operates on a cashless system, was set up to receive applications from residents in Western Jamaica for the registration of companies and businesses. The Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, and First Angels Jamaica signed a three-year Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, under which micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, will receive assistance to deliver winning business pitches. Business Advisory Services Manager Althea West Myers said the MOU is in support of the JBDC's accelerator program.
It will provide coaching and mentoring. We will do a selection process. It's an online filter where you come in through a very structured selection process. And then at the end of the program, we will do for you an evaluation.
And the Regional Entrepreneurial Asset Commercialization Hub REACH was launched on November 17, aimed at building the capabilities of competitively selected Caribbean entrepreneurs and firms in technology commercialization, creative industries, intellectual asset management, and product branding value capturing. Acting Permanent Secretary Reginald Budhan said a business lab component of the initiative is scheduled to begin in February 2017.
The REACH project is a Caribbean Technical Cooperation project which will assist SMEs in the region with incorporating effective intellectual entrepreneurial assets, asset management strategies into their business plans and business strategies.
The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, fostering investments, innovation and the culture of entrepreneurship to achieve economic growth and job creation.
The Year in Review.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.